Please be seated. Let us pray. Father, we come into your house to be identified with Jesus. May the words of my mouth and may what we reflect, how you reign in our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our strength. Amen. You know, if I was to mention just the word house, you would immediately think of a building. The same when Jesus said, I was in my Father's house, immediately our mind would probably think of the word of the temple in Jerusalem. But it can relate to the household as well, the household of a family or even an organization. And if I was to say he belongs to the household, say if I was thinking of, he's not here today, but Darian, and I say he belonged to the household of Darian Leckie, we would automatically be thinking of maybe a chef or his ancestry or those lovely lemonade lamingtons that he makes, or the pastries on car boot sale. So when we say that we belong to the household of something, it's a much bigger emphasis on the meaning of house. So in this gospel reading, Luke brings out one very clear point. Jesus knows exactly who he is. In this he knows his relationship with God his Father, and can articulate this well. He also knows his purpose in God. And this was a learning curve for Mary and Joseph. Whatever Jesus was going to do, it would be connected with his Father's house, God's business. Therefore, in saying he was in his Father's house, he was not just referring to the temple in Jerusalem. He was relating to all that represented his Father God. So we too can be like Mary and Joseph, going about our daily business, even in the work we do for God, only to realize we've gotten so involved in stuff that we've forgotten to check where Jesus is. If we do rush ahead without him, we might find we are doing the work on our own. And this can become tiring for our souls. This is not a sin, but we need at times to take stock that Jesus is in the things that we do. It helps in having that continued conversation with him and God our Father. When God is in what we do, we see his sovereignty over what we do. It affirms to us his interaction with us, and our souls are lifted with that expectation. There is a joy over the things we do, and he is the fire in our souls that make us do what we do with zeal. Our faith then is centered on him, not in the things we do for him, which are subject to change. Knowing Jesus is with us in our everyday lives is just as important. To be able to wake up every morning knowing Jesus is with us and will be with us in everything we do. Isn't that an amazing expectation to have? That we can have this anticipation, looking forward to how our day will unfold with him. I love that. You know, when I get up, I just think, what's going to happen today? Anything can happen. And I really want God to be in the middle of it. So to know that in our life's journey, Jesus can be a constant companion, just as he did with the disciples, he asks us to follow him. Our love for Christ Jesus and our desire to keep his commandments opens us up for his Spirit to be with us, actively supporting us in what we do. Jesus said to Mary and Joseph, "Don't you realize that I would be in my Father's house?" In other words, if you wanted to find me, you should have known where to find me. If we want to find Jesus in our lives, we need to know where to find him. David says in the Psalm 23, "Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord." We need to ask ourselves, is Jesus just in our traveling backpack as a convenient accessory, or has he an agenda that requires us to follow him? When we take off without checking where Jesus is, this may require us to detour or to double back, because we may have found that we have ran into dead ends, that we become tired of doing the thing we call God's work, only to realize he's off doing something else. When things don't go right, we can feel indignant. "Hey, Jesus, I was faithfully doing what you know I should be doing, but you were not with me. I checked my backpack when the wheels fell off and you weren't there." Then Jesus quietly reminds us, "Don't you realize that you can find me anytime in my Father's house?" So what does this mean? When we choose to dwell in the Lord's house, we're saying we're putting ourselves under all his authority. Another way of saying this is to say that we belong to the kingdom of God, living under his reign. When we try to make Jesus fit into our agenda, it hardly ever works out. Jesus is gently and kindly asking us to fit into his agenda. "Seek me first," he says, "and all these things shall be added unto you." That is, Jesus wants us to know the things of grace he has bestowed unto us. He wants us to be clothed in these things, because ultimately he too wants to know exactly who we are as God's people, that we can be with our Father in his house. Now, reading in Corinthians, and I'll expand it a bit, I've added a few more verses than what we've just read this morning, but I'll also paraphrase it. It says, "Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Paul is beseeching us that in what we do it with Jesus. As we learn to live like this, we also learn to live the agenda God has for us. And we will also find that we haven't run off without Jesus doing our own things in our own strength. It is through this that Jesus enables us to know our own identity with our God, our Father. There's a reason why we can say with assurance that we belong to him. Belonging is having a sense of place. That is just it. We know where the Lord is because we know we belong in him, and he belongs in us. We lose Jesus because we forget our belonging place. Abiding in him, we know that he has never left us and is abiding with us. I'll conclude with this in Corinthians 6:16, and Paul states that we are the temple of the living God. We are the temple of the living God. As God has said, "I dwell in them and I will walk among them, and I will be their God and they will be my people." God wants us to have confidence that we can say, just as Jesus said, we belong in our Father's house. To be living under our Father's roof, that is to be under the covering of His sovereignty. And in knowing Jesus is with us, we seek to do our Father's will. Amen.